45, Anthony Reindress, a 5'10 junior, rumbles across the 35 to the 39-yard line. It's going to be a 6-yard pickup and brings up a 2nd and 4 for the Bath Fighting Bees.
And Ian Snyder, the junior defensive end, gets his first tackle of this postseason.
Bath coming out in a somewhat no-huddle offense, looking to the sideline for it. They have receiver wide each way. And as they're trying to cause some havoc, there's going to be a quarterback keeper, number 4. Dylan Moffitt gets across the first down marker to the 44-yard line. They like to run the option, and that was exactly it on the going on the second read there. And they move the chains for Bath.
Seth Bowles makes a tackle for Lakers.
A 5-yard gain in the last play, 1st and 10, 44-yard line, right to left across your radio are the Silver Helmets. It's an option to the right. Moffitt pitches it out to Zach Richardson, who has the first down at the 45, down to the 40, before he is tripped up on the far sideline by a green jersey. It's going to be a 16-yard gain and another first down for Bath.
And that green jersey was quarterback and defensive back Brady Post.
So Bath still in the no huddle. They have a receiver wide each way. Number 7, Ellsworth to the right and to the left
is Hall of
Marcus
Famer.
Allen.
Hall of Famer.
Something like that. And Moffitt's out for the quarterback sneak. He's down to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. One man to beat. Touchdown, Bath. He scrambles in. He's very slippery physically and phonetically tonight. He rumbles in from the 39-yard line in for the score. It's Bath 6, Lakers nothing.
Yeah, and the quarterback there did an excellent job. Moffitt, very deceptive. The option offense is a personal favorite of mine, Clark. It is so fun to watch when executed well. And on this first drive, Bath did it very well. Richardson fast to the outside. They have all the pieces. Moffitt with wheels as the quarterback. And that fullback, he started this whole thing. Right up the middle.
Jacob Wolfinger ready to kick this one for Bath. As the kick is up, it has the height. Does it have the accuracy? Yes, it does. So now it's Bath 7, Lakers nothing, with 10:47 left in the first quarter.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports. Catch all the WLEW Sports action in more ways than just the radio. Stream online at thumbnet.net. Or download the Cruise 102 app in your Apple or Android device, as suddenly it's Bath 7-0 on what a drive started at their own 32-yard line. A 68-yard drive on just 5 plays.
Yeah, the triple option worked very well there, Clark, because they started off with their big guy, their fullback, right up the middle. I think is that Reindress, Clark, is the big fullback, started him up the middle with a lot of power and size. The quarterback showed off his speed, and then Richardson to the outside very fast.
So the 5'6" kicker boots this one down to the 25-yard line, picked up by Mauricio Diaz, trying to go down the sideline. He gets down to the 35 and not much more there. 10-yard return for Diaz. And the Lakers offense on the field for the first time tonight, as they are going to be huddling up.
John Cornwell makes the tackle on special teams for the Bees.
Brady Post trots into the huddle after getting word from Adam Grabowskis. Lakers sideline, a few more players after they moved up the entire JV. Good to see, a lot of green jerseys down there. Post center, center, two men in the backfield. That would be Dubes and Diaz. This one's to Diaz, going right through the middle, breaks free down across the 40-yard line. It's going to be a 6-yard pickup bringing it up a second and four as Diaz blasted right through the line, and it was actually the linebackers for secondary that actually brought him down.
Yeah, Casey Kessler, the linebacker, the junior linebacker for Bath, gets his first tackle of the evening.
Second and four for the green and white on the right side of the 40-yard line, left to right across your radio. They send Seth Bowles wide to the right, two men in the backfield, Dubes and Diaz. There's a snap. Another one to Diaz, trying to go around the right end, and he's caught in the backfield.
Ball's
and
loose.
There's a ball loose, and Bath has it back at the 38-yard line, and the officials are saying they're signaling Bath ball. Diaz was about to go down and slipped out, and potentially because of the wet weather tonight, and Cam Ellsworth dives on it and brings up the first turnover in Bath's favor.
Yeah, and credit number 45, Anthony Rindress, the big fullback, also plays defensive end, forced the fumble on that play, and very aware of his surroundings. Cam Ellsworth, the senior, dives on the loose football, giving Bath excellent field position. Bath quickly under center here, wasting no time, Clark.
As they come out with receivers wide each way, and it's a pitch out to Zach Richardson coming around the right end, and he is down to the 30-yard line and forced out of bounds just actually at the 32. As Bath's hurry-up offense is starting to wreak some havoc here as they're moving the ball into Laker territory on just one play. It's a 6-yard gain for Richardson.
And Dustin Cady forced him out of bounds.
And it's the option out to Moffitt on the quarterback keeper. And he is upended at the 26-yard line, close to the first down. Looks like he has it by about a yard or two. It's a 5-yard pickup and another first and 10 for the Fighting Bees.
And Diaz put a nice hit on Moffitt there.
The rain coming down in Laker country here. Bath leads 7-0 over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers with 9:35 left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach has scored their first time tonight as we have some movement on both sides of the ball. They're saying it's a false start against Bass. This will push them back 5 yards. Now a first and 15. This will push them beyond the 30-yard line to the 32-yard line. So that's the first penalty of the night as he went straight through the line. He was, if you're going to pull a flag, cause a penalty.
That's absolutely right. And we'll see how Bath responds. This is their first adversity of the night. We'll see what comes of it.
And the option on the misdirection to the left side this time goes to number 3, Leslie Payne. And he does not get back to the original line of scrimmage. A gain of 4 across the 30-yard line to the 28. And second and 11 now for Bath. And like Dave said, really their first adversity of the night.
Terrence Dubes with the tackle for Lakers.
Austin Seltz run was 45 yards with 10 minutes left as it's a handoff to the fullback right through the middle. Number 45, Anthony Rindress, across the 25, down to the 22, and brings up a 3rd and 6 now for Bath after a 5-yard gain from Rindress.
Back-to-back tackles now for Terrence Dubes.
The white jerseys of Bath are probably going to need a little laundry service after tonight. 3rd and 6 coming up for Bath, right to left across your radio. And a fumble, and Moffitt has to jump on it as it was a bad snap. He falls on it behind the line of scrimmage. A loss of a yard and now a 4th down. A good stop by the Laker defense there on that set of downs with 8 minutes left in the first quarter, trailing 7-0 to Bath. So we saw a good boot from their kicker for Bath, but they're going directly into the wind. It appears that they are going for it.
Oh, this is 4-down territory, Clark. Looks like get a little ahead of themselves sometimes at no-huddle offense. You can get a little too quick.
3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left, and Moffitt rolls to his right looking to pass, and he lets this one fly. It is caught inside the 15, but they say he was out of bounds. Did not get the foot down. And it is an incomplete pass and a turnover of downs for the Bath offense in good coverage there for Lakers. Gained the ball back with no damage done after that fumble.
And Mauricio Diaz was the man in coverage there, but a